For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. We've got another report for you from Montreal, where a counter-DEA symposium was held earlier this month. In contrast, and hopefully in comparison, to a concurrent DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration of the United States, worldwide convention, which was also being held in Montreal. First up, we hear from retired British Columbia Judge Jerry Paradis, who has been on the bench for more than 1,000 drug cases.
I've been asked to address the question of the impact of drug prohibition on the courts. But it's really hard not to see the courts as only one element in the sort of perverse and convoluted structure that prohibition has created. After 25 years of adjudicating issues between the state and individuals, only because those individuals chose to ingest the wrong substance, what stands out for me is the serious fundamental disconnection between the role of the state and the approach it has chosen to deal with the health issues that arise from psychoactive drug use and abuse. The primary function of governments, the value that underlies all of the others, is the safety and security of citizens. For that reason, and that reason alone, it has a legitimate role in regulating potentially dangerous substances, which drugs unquestionably can be. As you've already heard, the role governments have chosen, prohibition, actually enhances the poisonous potential of drugs. As you also heard, drugs in themselves never posed any threat to safety or security. So one can legitimately ask how courts ever got involved. Our first drug laws, and remember, we were in the game 8 years before the U.S. Harrison Act in 1914. Those laws were enacted for no other reason but that the consumption of drugs, mainly opium by Chinese immigrants, was thought to be unseemly by the God-fearing ladies of the church auxiliary. How did we ever get from that shameful enough beginning to dehumanizing the weak as a policy? How did we come to create a demon out of nothing but appearance and class distinction? And more to the point, to what end?
When you look at the front page of your local newspaper, if you just scratch the surface a bit, you'll see that the majority of the stories on that page have something or a whole lot to do with the mechanisms of the drug war. It's my hope that someday soon it'll aggravate you enough that you'll help me in ending this madness. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.